This is
K-Rock 955.
Dude, it's...
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben.
No conditions apply.
Oh, wait.
Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits. Get some.
Benny, welcome to the podcast. I was thinking we stopped putting an age on the podcast, you know, because age can be very triggering for some people. I know you celebrated a birthday during the week.
I did.
We've been aging our podcast, you know?
Yeah, exactly right. And also, you know, by putting a time on it, it means that we're saying that we're probably going to stop at some point.
Yeah.
This will never stop.
No, so...
Despite your best efforts out there, podcasters.
We're going to keep going. We will not stop. So welcome to the potty. We've got a good one for you this week, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. We have an absolute ripper.
Yeah.
But before we get into the podcast, how have you been?
Mate, I've been good.
What's news?
Went to the dentist.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not great.
No, well, it wasn't great because I was in the chair for nearly an hour and a half. And I'm on a bit of pain relief at the moment.
Yeah, you can tell you're drooling every now and again, which is...
That's just because I'm looking at you.
Oh, yeah, I'm a bit of a hunk. A bit of age agrees with me.
Anyway, look, hey, coming up on the podcast, going to be telling you about a new school rule that they're trying to roll out in New South Wales. And let's just say, if they were rolling this out when we were at school, we would have been in a lot of trouble.
Like that. Looking forward to it. Also, Andy, on the show, we have a bit of a hack for Aldi. You and I are big Aldi shoppers, and there might be something we can do to even the playing field.
Bro, I don't know if that'll make the podcast, Benny.
Nah, definitely
will. We've got a lot of gear before that.
Well, it has to now because I said it.
Oh, maybe not. I don't know. Enjoy the podcast.
What else is on?
Well, there's a lot.
Is there really?
Yes.
I wouldn't say there's a lot. Maybe we'll... We'll talk about things that have a multi-purpose.
Oh, I do like that.
Maybe an Olympian out there has used something twice in a different way, maybe not in a manner you'd expect. I'll tell you about that. How's that?
That's good, Ben.
Will that get on the show?
That'll get on the show. Mate, I think you and I were pretty lucky with our health.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, had no real major health issues, which is good.
Obviously, dog jaw.
Dog jaw.
Dog jaw is a big
My dog jaw hasn't flared up for years.
Really?
Yeah.
It's funny that you said that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Start to get a bit of a niggle in the jaw, did you? A 42-year-old man over in India, Pakram, he has been diagnosed with a condition that is super rare, and I love it. I absolutely love it. He would hate it.
If you're just being a bully, that's not very nice.
He would absolutely hate it. But I reckon if you or I were diagnosed with it, we would just milk it for all it's worth. His rare condition is called axis hypersomnia. And it's a condition that can see him sleep for up to 300 days a year.
Whoa.
Yeah. So from anywhere between 25 days to... So it's a period of 25 days.
He sleeps for 25 days.
At a time.
What?
He's suffered the condition for 23 years. So he's 42 years old.
No, he's not. He's about four.
He says he finds it extremely hard to operate his grocery store in India, as he can only operate it for about 5 days a month.
Oh, my God.
Because he's just sleeping.
That is phenomenal.
Isn't that brilliant?
Well, I've got so many questions.
I think it would be so cool. You'd just be like, all right, well, I'll see you guys in maybe a month or two. I'll play it by. I am feeling pretty tired, though.
Yeah, and when he tells you he's feeling tired, he can guarantee he's bloody feeling tired.
Just, I'd love to know how they found out about poor Pakram's rare condition.
Yeah, can you imagine him as a teenager trying to work his way through... Old man just kicking his feet. Come on, mate, get up.
Yeah.
No, I can't. I'm too tired. You've been asleep for 24 days. Come on, it's time to get up for school.
I don't know that they would think he's asleep. The bloke hasn't moved for 24 days. Is he still there? What's going on? Pakram!
Check his pulse every couple of hours. Good morning, Andy. You're a bit of a collector.
You
got a coin collection.
Got a coin collection.
You got random...
Memorabilia.
Geelong memorabilia.
Mum called me up yesterday and said, just cleaning out the garage and the house, I've got all your signed memorabilia here. What would you like to do with it? I've got Cats jumpers, Cats footies. I've got Prison Break signed autographs. I've got signed cricket bats as well. I've got Who was the bloke with dreadies? Simons. Andrew Simons. I've got Glenn McGrath.
All right, mate.
Anyway,
so what are you going to do with it all?
I was just going to sell it on Marketplace.
You're not going to sell it.
I don't know what to do with it.
Give it to someone struggling. You know, it might be a nice present.
Yeah.
If okay. I get any of that for my birthday.
Glenn McGrath no, signed cricket bat.
I don't want anything. I don't want any of your hand-me-downs.
Yes,
no, perfect. I don't want. Glenn McGrath signed cricket bat.
It's a little mini cricket bat framed photos of it.
He's a bowler.
Whatever, he signed a mini cricket bat for me.
Anyway, I don't want any of it. Perth man Joel Candia has shown the TikTok world about 50 cent coins. Now, there's one 50 cent coin that was brought into, I guess, existence. It's the Millennium 50 cent coin.
You would have I've seen got him. Before.
Really?
Yes.
So there's certain coins that he's saying are worth about $800.
The Millennium ones?
Yeah.
No. Because I've got a round 50 center. They're worth $10.
Yeah.
What's the Millennium one?
The Millennium one is, I'll just give you a bit of a look. So it's got the Australian flag.
I got that coin.
Okay, this is exciting.
All right.
This is exciting.
$800.
He's saying that there are certain, I guess, types of this coin where on the Union Jack, it's a little bit more recessed than the others. So it's just a bit deeper. And that the star's a little bit bigger on the big star underneath the Union Jack. So he's saying small details, and he said that there's different types of this coin. So it ranges from about $20 all the way up to $800.
Oh my God. You
might be sitting on a gold one.
I'm sitting on a lot.
How many have you got?
Realistically, I reckon I'd have 4 or 5 coins.
So you might be sitting on, what's that, nearly...
But hang on,
4K.
Who's paying the $800 though is what I want to know. How's he getting the $800?
Get them on eBay. Just get them up on eBay.
But so I collect coins, but I would never go out of my way and pay top dollar for coins.
Yeah, but idiots would. So just get them online. Oh. He's saying don't clean them either.
Oh, do not clean?
Don't clean them. Leave them as is.
All right. Well, if I'm not here next week... You know what's happened, mate? I've made a lot of money on my 50 cent coins.
Good morning, Andy. Can I say condom on air?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Oh, I've done it now.
Yeah.
Jess Fox. Do you know about Jess Fox?
She won gold the other day.
Yes, she did.
Thursday, she won it.
It's like in a C1 slalom or something like that.
That was when, and she won bronze as In the K1, which is the paddle either side.
Yeah, she is... put up on her Instagram a bit of a hack using a condom. You would think to yourself...
whilst competing?
Well, not whilst competing, but she's put on her Instagram... I bet you didn't know this. And you would think...
Because they do give them out in the Olympic Village, don't they?
They do, but we're not going down that path at all.
Yeah.
Not with our golden girl. Obviously, we know what the purpose of those things are. Mm. But she uses them over her paddle, her oar...
Is that legal?
She rips them over the top to... So you know how if something's damaged that you might use gaffer tape for? Whatever that's called?
Yeah.
The electrical tape?
Yeah.
She puts a condom over the oar that protects the carbon if there's a crack or something in it. Because she says it's really stretchy and it's really strong.
It's a strong latex.
Yeah, so it protects them.
Hang on, so does she compete with a condom on her paddle?
Well, I don't think she competes with it on. I think she might, she's probably good enough to have a brand new paddle.
Yeah.
Because she's an absolute jet. But she's got a multi-purpose. Like if she's just training or whatever, she uses them over the top. And it got me thinking, what are the multi-purpose things you use in your house? Like, is there anything that you use that have a purpose but you found another use for it?
No, I don't think so.
My one is, do you know squeegees that you clean windows with?
Yeah. What are you doing with that?
I've got a squeegee that I clean my kitchen bench with.
So, why wouldn't you just use the chucks?
Yeah, I use the chucks to really ramp in the soap on the kitchen benchtop. But then my squeegee just wipes everything into the sink. Unbelievable.
Who are you kidding? You're not this tidy, clean person.
I am telling you, this hack has changed my life.
You got an iRobot a couple of months ago, and now all of a sudden you reckon it's revolutionised your world and you're clean.
I'm the cleanest man that lives at my house. I'm the only man, but I'm the cleanest. Beatoin is an athlete.
You've pumped this up since 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this because, once we were told that it would take over the world.
What's that?
Once we were told that we have to watch our back. Now, I'm here to tell you right now that I will lead us out of this path. I will take care of us.
What is it? Here we go.
A university, State University in Oregon, have developed a machine that they envisage will take over the way our packages are delivered.
Oh, cool.
And also work in warehouses.
I love this.
It is a robot, a two-legged robot.
Yeah.
That has been programmed to run around. Now, it's one of those AI.
So how does it deliver it to your house, robot?
This is the thing. It's one of these artificial intelligence robots that can upskill itself. So it learns how to do things by doing things.
Yeah.
So we would train it to essentially run to people's houses and deliver packages.
This is brilliant.
Now, I've been talking myself up as an athlete. And all I've done so far is tell you about a delivery service.
Well, you think you're going to be able to run around and start delivering stuff?
The robot has completed its first ever 5K run. Ask me what time it did it in.
All right, how fast was it?
53 minutes.
For 5Ks? 10-minute Ks?
I can confidently say...
10-minute Ks?
I can confidently say I do faster 5Ks than that.
Imagine tracking your item. Imagine being like, all right, well, my Fitbit should be arriving any second now. Yeah. Why is it so slow?
Now, developers say that it will get quicker when it learns algorithms and all that sort of stuff.
No.
But at the moment, when they say, hey, technology is the way forward, computers do everything, watch out for robots. I do a quicker 5K than that.
What happens when you order a treadmill? As if a robot's going to be able to carry a treadmill and then run it to your house.
Stop
from the depot.
Stop getting caught up in the delivery service. We're talking about how I'm better than a robot.
Yeah.
They run a 5K in 53 minutes.
What are you running it in again?
52.
What were you like at school?
As much as, you know, people always play up the, oh, I was a bit of, you know, got a bit of trouble. Or, you know, sent to the principal's office. I was a nerd. I loved it.
Were you?
I was house captain, school captain, always doing my homework.
Yeah.
Barely got a detention.
Really?
Never suspended. Literally loved school. Just had a great experience. I'm very lucky.
I loved school as well. People say, oh, school's the best years of your life.
Yeah.
And it's at the time you're like, oh, yeah, righto. And then after schooling's done, you're like, I wish I could go back. I remember someone saying, like our final assembly, take a look around. You won't see 90% of these people again.
And you're right.
It was so true. I'm like,
so spot on. I would do things so differently if I had another go.
I remember thinking, oh no, I'll see everyone again.
No. Sam from my period two class.
Yeah,
of course
yeah.
I'll see them again.
Oh, absolutely see them again. How's this? I always got told that I was very loud, disrupted the class, got moved to the front all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Teachers in New South Wales, though, they're being encouraged not to monitor the students' behaviour, but to be looking at the type of foods that they're eating at recess and lunch.
Ooh. Oh.
And even at the tuck shop.
So they're saying the sugary foods are setting them off.
Yes.
That's really what they're saying.
Wow. And also poor diets,
so
I think.
So it's more of a, instead of, Andy, you're being really naughty, you'll come to the front.
Yeah.
It's... Andy, you're being really naughty. I'll take that sugary sweet off you if you can't be quiet.
Well, possibly. So they're saying that educators now need to be on the lookout for the type of foods that children are eating. And if it's not healthy, they need to be calling the parents to tell them. Because I remember when I was at high school, there was a bloke by the name of T. Wheeler. Is that too obvious?
Yeah, too obvious. Go
Tom,
just first.
Tom W.
Yeah, that's much better.
He was selling Coke out of his locker.
Coca-Cola
out of his locker.
And making a profit.
Making an absolute bank.
Bank.
And what I was doing at the school tuck shop, I got friendly with the lady Deb, who ran it. And
of course you did, old porky pie over there.
I had a tab at the tuck shop.
And although the school that you went to, they knew you were good for it.
Well, it would accumulate each week. And then on a Friday, I would fix my tab.
I don't reckon they'd have a tab.
They wouldn't have a tab system?
They wouldn't trust any kid to make it.
Yeah, but mate, it's all well and good. But when I'm having like 2 to 3 breakfasts each morning, it's not
this
a good look.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Wow, Benny, what a ripper.
Wait, I can't believe.
What a ripper.
Can't believe my Aldi story didn't get in.
No, maybe next week.
Maybe we'll save for next week.
Yeah, because it was a good one.
Hey, let's wrap this bad boy with this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week. Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Benny, strange motivations is my thought this week. Not really sure if it's a pondering thought, but I'm just going to tell you how my mindset has changed through a couple of comments. So I turned 30 through the week.
Massive
and
milestone.
I received tons of messages, yourself included, around being 30 and moving up. And they said, you get tired a lot.
Oh.
So now that's motivated me to do whatever I want now because I'm going to be tired anyway.
Use it as an excuse.
Exactly.
I'm old. I'm tired.
So now I'm just going to do whatever I want and be like, well, I'm tired anyway.
Yeah.
Motivating.
You can get away with it.
Get up and about. That's my thought.
Anyway, like and subscribe to the podcast. We got to go. See ya.
Bye.
Get me out of here.
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K.